Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's brought to you live and indirectly from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. And I am your host, John Orlando, and welcome to Summation 2016. That's right, this will be the last episode of the PVD Cast for the year 2016. I wanted to come on here and reflect a little bit about some of the things that have gone on with this podcast and maybe some things that I hope will happen with this podcast in the new year. But I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. I'm going to go up to Rhode Island to visit Mom and my stepdad. And so I thought I would go ahead and put out this episode here to talk a little bit about a bunch of different things. So before we get too far along, let me talk about what I've been doing over the last week or so. Since last Saturday, I've been working on installing the ice rink. And it's in, it's constructed, there's water in it. Probably as cold as it's been in Columbus over the last couple days. There's probably some really good ice, but then I look at the stupid weather report, and it's supposed to be like 44 degrees this weekend. That's going to destroy the ice. So I would love to tell you that the ice is ready to go, but I think it's not going to be ready to go for another week or so. We'll have to get two or three or four days of really bitter cold temperatures to get the ice all ready to go. I think the procedure, the process of putting in the ice rink, I think turned out pretty well. I may have overlooked one little thing, but hey, look, this is the first time I've ever done this, so I anticipated a lot of mistakes. And to only have one small mistake, which really isn't that big of a deal. I probably could have leveled out the rink a little bit, as one side is a little more lopsided. And I don't really mean lopsided. It's just not, a little bit of a slope. I have about 5.5 inches of ice on one side and about 4 inches on the other, which I would have liked to made that evened a little bit out a little bit more. But hey, you know what? It's DIY, man. It's the first time I've ever done this, so maybe next year, if I decide to do this again, I'll know to make sure that you level up both sides there. Make sure it's good and level so there's no, you know, inch and a half difference in the ice from one end of the rink to the other. But I'm excited for it, and I can't wait for it to get cold enough that ice can stay and I can get out there and see how it goes, you know? But one other thing that I did just last night. I'm recording this on the 15th of December. As you heard me talk about on episode 107 when I talked to Josh White, that Traffigan, the congressman from Crime Town, was being shown at the Gateway Film Center here in Columbus, Ohio. That, of course, is down near Ohio State University, down there on campus. I went down last night. And I gotta say that I appreciate the fact that Columbus come out and showed some love. I mean, I don't know how many people were there. I'm very bad at this game of guess how many people are in this room. In fact, everybody in OCW used to give me shit about that I'm not very good at guesstimating how many people are in the crowd. But we'll say that there was a decent amount. There was a good amount to support the film. And Eric Murphy was there for a Skype session after the movie, and I learned a few more tidbits that I did not know from talking to Eric. Overall, it's a great documentary, man, and it's available for sale. All you gotta do is go to traffickant-movie.com. That's the website. And there's a link to it over at pvdcast.com where you can go and definitely check it out and pick up a copy, man. Pick it up. Check it out. You really should. So it was awesome to be down there. It was good to see Eric. And I'm glad that Columbus came out and supported some independent cinema. Alright, you know what? Before we get too far along about this podcast, let's talk a little bit about some pro wrestling news, alright? Because there's been some cool things that have been happening, and some unusual things that have been happening. So let's go ahead and get into it here. Okay, first things first. Apparently, the WWE has decided one more time to crown a UK champion. That's right. And I say that one more time because many wrestling fans from years ago in the 90s know there was a European champion for a while. Well, apparently now they're going to crown a UK champion. And I know why they're doing it. I mean, they're doing it so they can get a foothold in Europe because that's where the hot market is right now. I mean, the UK is blowing up with all kinds of companies over there. So the WWE wants to get in on it. apparently it's going to be all new UK talent, folks that maybe viewers in the States are not familiar with. Because I'll tell you this right now, I was reading through some of the people that are listed to be in this tournament, which I believe airs sometime in mid-January on the WWE Network. I've heard of a couple people, but there's some folks I've never heard of before. Which is good, because I thought, you know, the European Championship was kind of really just created for the British Bulldog. And so I thought, okay, they're just doing this with Cesaro and Sheamus. And you know, maybe even some of those cruiserweight guys like Jack Gallagher. But apparently it's going to be new UK talent. But along with that, they have a new co-host. So Michael Cole and Nigel McGuinness are going to be the hosts for this tournament. Ring of Honor is a little bit pissed about Nigel signing with the WWE. Apparently he did not tell them that he was going to do this. From what I understand, he was written out of the storyline as the ROH matchmaker. And I'm not sure if his contract was up or not. But look, let's just be honest. I am a fan of Nigel McGuinness. In the ring, he was amazing. I was a huge mark for Nigel McGuinness. Sadly, he could no longer compete due to his injury. And he's been a pretty good on-air talent. But he's done the same thing for, what, like 3 years now? That matchmaker role is stale. He should move on to bigger and better things. And congrats to Nigel for moving on over there to the WWE. And it'll be interesting to see what they do with this UK championship. But hey, speaking of Ring of Honor, another person is done with Ring of Honor, and that is Michael Elgin. Apparently he released a statement saying that he has been unhappy for about a year on how the company has been run. And by the way, as a side note, I've heard that from some other individuals who recently have just left, that the way in which Ring of Honor is promoting people and the way that they're running their shows has angered some folks, especially those folks that have been there for a while. But nonetheless, Michael Elgin said he would appear on joint shows with Ring of Honor because obviously he's still working in New Japan Pro Wrestling, which, you know, I think they really, really dig him over there in NJPW. So I'm not too surprised that he would pick Japan over Ring of Honor at this particular point. Speaking of New Japan Pro Wrestling, Matt Sydal apparently was fired from New Japan Pro Wrestling. I believe it was in September. He was caught with cannabis in a Japanese airport. And over there, they decided that he's done. So he may be back on the U.S. Indies. There was rumors that he might be going back to the WWE, but that might have to be on hold because I'm not sure, you know, I'm pretty sure that that's a violation of the wellness policy if you're smoking cannabis. But speaking of the WWE, they signed a couple of folks, three young ladies, of which I will say that I'm happy for them. Heidi Lovelace, Kimberly, and Evie have all been signed to developmental deals. And, of course, Kimberly and Heidi Lovelace have been a part of old wrestling in the past, so it's great for those ladies to get an opportunity to take their talents to the biggest stage of them all. No matter if you're in developmental, NXT, or if you're on the main roster, I mean, you're still getting a lot of exposure, and that's a great thing, and that's a good thing. And so the WWE continuing to look for talent in the indies and pulling them on up and showcasing what those folks can do. So congrats, Kimberly, Evie, and Heidi Lovelace. Lastly, podcaster extraordinaire Sam Roberts is going to be part of the Roadblock kickoff show, which is, of course, this weekend. And let's talk a little bit about Roadblock because it is a Raw pay-per-view. Oh, excuse me. It's Roadblock end of the line. Whatever. We're going to have big Cass going one-on-one with Rusev. Sami Zayn is going to take on Braun Strowman in a 10-minute time limit match. Okay. Rich Swann's going to take on the Brian Kendrick and TJ Perkins for the Cruiserweight Championship in, I guess, a little bit of a triple threat match. The New Day, who, by the way, are the longest reigning WWE Tag Team Champions. That just happened here a couple days ago. Congrats to them. But they will be putting the Tag Team titles on the line against Cesaro and Sheamus. Chris Jericho is taking on Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns gets a shot at the Universal Championship by battling Kevin Owens. And, of course, the Raw Women's Championship will be on the line in a 30-minute Iron Woman match. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. I say woman because I think that's what they should call it, but apparently they keep calling it an Iron Man match. But Look, besides the ladies' match, I'm really not interested in any of the other matches that are on this pay-per-view. And this is what I'm afraid of, you know, is that with pay-per-views almost every 2 weeks now between the brand split, it's kind of ridiculous, and I'm just not very enthusiastic. I probably will watch, but I'm really not super excited for it. You know, it's just, to me, it's another glorified Raw. Even though Raw is in Columbus the following night. That's right, December 19th. I am not going. I contemplated going, but just with Christmas shopping and, quite frankly, spending a truckload of money on an ice rink. Well, that's the truth. I just didn't think that I had the funds to actually go. So, actually, you know, I'm gonna be 100% frank here. I know, people are going, when aren't you, John? Anyways, I'm going to be 100% honest. I spent a little bit of cash to put in this ice rink. And then I also spent some cash to sign up for film school. That's right. That was one of the other things I forgot to mention before I got into some wrestling news. But I will be taking another film class, which I took two of them this past year through the McConnell Arts Center here in Columbus, Ohio. Technically Worthington, Ohio. But it's a 6 week course, and I'm very excited for it because, as I mentioned before, I'm very, very interested in taking a look at making some independent films. Do something different, you know? That also costs some money, so, you know, I got quite a bit of money already spent, so to speak. So, anyways, all right, let's talk a little bit about this podcast that you all know and you all love. I think that, obviously, if I'm talking about highlights of the year, the biggest highlight I have is finally getting this son of a gun on iTunes and Google Play. And once again, I want to thank Sean from Blazing Caribou Studios for helping me with that. I can't thank him enough. It's just, you know, knowing the right program, knowing the right plugin, knowing just how to do it, and knowing somebody who knows how to do it. That's all I was missing, man. That's all I was missing. And thanks to Sean, I have gotten a lot of comments that people are so happy you can listen at iTunes. And you know what? I mean, it is. It's the easiest platform to listen to music and podcasts on, so I'm glad I'm finally there. Although I will state this, I do believe that it has maybe hindered some of my downloads. As I looked at my count for total downloads as of December 15th for this year, 273, which is down a little bit from last year. Also, my average for folks visiting my website, pvdcast.com, is down a little bit. I average 800 a month. Total visits as of December 15th, 9,400. Last year, I think I had 11,000, but, you know, as I look back, I know that there was quite a bit of some turmoil in February when my computer went down and I was without it for several weeks, and that obviously impacted people listening to this podcast. Let's be honest, too, I started actually dropping these episodes on Thursdays, and I think that that has helped out a little bit, too, which I was kind of all over the place before. But you know what? I'm very happy for this year doing the PVD cast. This will be year four, actually. Let me see. When December 16th, actually. I think tomorrow. I think that was when I first started doing this podcast 4 years ago. So I'm very happy about that. You know, I enjoy it. I want to thank everyone that came on this podcast in 2016. I appreciate all the creative folks who have come on and shared their passions, no matter if it was wrestling or if it was comic books or if it was movies or whatever it was. I appreciate the fact that folks came on and talked to me about it and just trying to get the word out there and just trying to have fun. I mean, ultimately, you know? Now, as for 2017, I know that some people are probably curious to know what I really would like to do with this podcast. Look, bottom line number one is I want to continue to improve on this podcast. I think that if in anything in life, if you don't want to improve at whatever it is, even if it's just a little bit, then there's no point in doing it, man. There's no point in doing it. So I definitely would love to continue to make this podcast bigger and better. I think that I need to promote it better. I think that's a goal of mine in 2017. I think I need to get the word out there a little bit more. I think that some of the social media outlets have been working very well. Well, okay, minus Instagram. damn Instagram. Anyways, but I want to get out there and promote it more. You know, obviously I want to have bigger guests, so to speak. When I say bigger, I mean guests that have some more clout. I think that that would be something that I'm interested in. I would also just like to have more guests, period. One of the things I think I'm also really going to try to push myself is to continue to do what I've been doing over the last couple of months, and that is, of course, staying ahead of the game. What you may not know is that I've always had, since I'd say the end of August, I have always had an episode, quote, in the can, end quote, ready to go. So I was kind of one ahead, and it's really allowed me to not stress so much over getting episodes out here and into your ears. All right, no matter if you listen on iTunes or Google Play, SoundCloud, or Stitcher Radio, or PVDcast.com. See? Right there. I fit it right in. It was a nice segue. Boom! Those are the five ways you can listen to the podcast. All right, but but in all seriousness, I want to thank all the listeners, everybody who gives this podcast a chance. And if you're listening for the very first time, please go back. Go back just a few months ago and listen to some great, great episodes. You know, I really appreciate everyone that takes their time out of their busy day to listen to me and listen to my guests. You know what? I also want to thank, of course, Blazing Caribou Studios for allowing me to come on and be a guest on their podcast. And you know what? I'm going to say it here. I really would like to work with them a little bit more. And in fact, that might be another goal for 2017. So, yeah, totally forgot about that. But, you know, please, my apologies. My apologies to all the great people over there at Blazing Caribou Studios. They got some great podcasts. I've said it many times, and I enjoyed being on them. So you should definitely give them a listen. So check them out, blazingcariboustudios.com. Boy, I've been really random and all over the place these last few minutes. But, hey, it's the last episode for 2016, you know? I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic to be here talking about all these great things that have gone on. So, I mean, I am going to be a little bit scatterbrained. But anyways, all right, with that, once again, thank you to everybody who listened. Thank you to all the guests who come on. Thanks to the great people over at Blazing Caribou Studios. Keep listening. Keep telling people about it. Please, please, please. So there you go. There, I wrap that up. There you go. And so... Man, this really is all over the place, but, what the hell. Like I said, it's the last one for 2016. So, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the final edition of, there you hear the music. Yeah, it's Orlando Fame. There you go. Woo. All right. So, my fave for this episode is a movie that I saw last weekend. And many of you are probably going to be like, John, what took you so long? Well, because I haven't had the opportunity to get to the theater here in the last month or so. Couple months, actually. So, my fave for this episode, the final episode of 2016, is the movie Doctor Strange. Yeah, that's right. I enjoyed Doctor Strange. And I'll tell you this right now. Not a huge fan of Doctor Strange, really didn't know too much about him. Just, he was not a character that I read as a kid or as a teenager or even as an adult. So going into it, I just could just relax and let it go. You know, I wasn't nitpicking. I wasn't going, oh, that's not correct or that's not correct. Because again, I just had a very basic understanding of him. I think that Benedict Cumberbatch did a pretty darn good job as him. Actually, I think the whole cast did a pretty darn good job. I think, though, that I'm going to say this. The movie whet my appetite for the next Avengers film. Because I think that, much like the Thor movie, which I liked Thor movie. I haven't seen the second one. Even I know it's been out for a few years, but I haven't seen Thor the Dark World. But I saw the first one. I think Thor and Doctor Strange are similar in that I think that they're okay movies. They're good movies. They're fun movies. But they are a whole heck of a lot better when those characters are in with the Avengers. Because then they have people to play off of. And so, real excited to see what they do with Doctor Strange in subsequent movies. But overall, I liked it. So that's my fave for this installment of the PVD cast. So, all right, ladies and gents, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with me via email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can also check me out on Twitter, @PVDMVP. Definitely tell some folks about this podcast. You can head on over to PVDcast.com to get not only the latest episodes, but some archived episodes. You can check out the links page. So if you need a link to trafficant-movie.com, there it is right there, just for an example. Just head over to pvdcast.com to get this episode, or, as I mentioned before, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Those are all great, great avenues to get this podcast. And I just got to say it. I hope that you all have a very happy holiday, no matter what it is that you celebrate. All right? But I hope you have a happy holiday. I hope you have a safe holiday. I hope that you have a great new year. As I said, I'm going to take a couple weeks off. And I will see you in 2017. So with that, I say thank you very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. And I will chat at each and every one of you later.